This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. A federal judge in Chicago today sentenced R. Kelly to 20 years in prison on child pornography and enticement convictions. But most of that sentence will be served at the same time as a 30-year sentence the singer is already serving on convictions in New York for racketeering and sex trafficking. Chicago Sun-Times reporter John Seidel was in the courtroom today when the judge handed down the sentence, and he joins us now. John, thanks for joining us.
Happy to do it.
John, first, give us the details on the math here. How much extra time will Kelly be spending in prison?
Officially, it amounts to 1 year. Like you said, the full sentence is a 20-year sentence for the conduct of the trial in Chicago last year. But 19 of that is considered what we call concurrent. He gets to serve it at the same time as the sentence he's already serving. So all that's left is 12 months that the judge set aside for Kelly to serve when his New York sentence is done.
John, why didn't the judge just sentence him to one extra year in prison?
Well, you know, for starters, some of these counts carried a mandatory minimum 10-year prison sentence. I'm not actually sure that he had the ability to keep it that simple. I think another key point is here is that one thing this does, it can offer a little bit of assurance for people who want to see Kelly remain in prison. If his New York sentence is overturned, he most likely will have to continue on to serve that time given today in Chicago. It's been pointed out, for legal reasons, he may need another sentencing hearing if that happens, but this is a pretty good indicator of, the judge said he would have sentenced him to 20 years if this case were on its own.
John, you were in the courtroom. What did the judge say when he handed down the sentence?
Well, he talked about, he called the crimes horrible and horrific, but he said that one thing he had been thinking about, as I mentioned, was what would have happened if this case had gone before the New York case, which is what likely would have happened if it weren't for the COVID pandemic and, you know, the havoc that wreaked. That's kind of what he stuck with. He actually kicked things off by saying he was going to sentence Kelly to 1 year consecutive. It wasn't until the end we realized the full details of the sentence. But that's what he said he thought was appropriate if the case were on its own.
Were there any witnesses in court today? And if they were, what'd they say?
There were. We heard from three of the victims. Two of them spoke live. These are the three victims that Kelly was convicted of abusing last year. We heard from Mia, who was groped by Kelly when she was around the age of 15. She was very nervous and talked about the emotional toll. She said she felt at first when she met Kelly, she felt like Cinderella going to a ball. Ultimately, she felt used and rejected by him. We heard from another victim named Pauline. These are the names they use in court, who, you know, I don't think she realized the damage immediately done by R. Kelly, but later she talked about how she can't leave her children alone with anybody. And then we also heard from the victim known as Jane, who appeared in a notorious child pornography video that went public in the early 2000s. She said through her attorney that Kelly just shattered her.
Well, R. Kelly's legal battles are not over. What do we expect next for him?
Right, it's not over. His attorneys are going to turn to the appeals. There's already an appeal going in the second U.S. Circuit where the New York conviction is, and they're expecting to we're expecting them to appeal the Chicago case as well. He also still has a pending prostitution case in Minnesota. Not much has happened in that case for a while. We're probably going to see what happens next now that he's been sentenced in both of the federal cases.
John Seidel covers the federal courts for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks for the update, John.
Happy to do it. Take care.